Welcome to We Want the Show, and this is T. Martin Howell coming at you. Man, I am so happy to be here, and I'm hoping that you are too. I mean, you could be doing anything at this moment. I have no idea. I've gotten some... Driving, I think, is like the bigger one. Yeah, all right, drive. Yeah, drive and listen to some sphincter talk about things that no one relates to. And it's okay that no one relates. It's just the fact that we're here. It's easy to relate when you're sheep. Oh, gosh, did I just say that? But it's true. It's easy to relate when you're sheep. I've asked many people in my, I guess, I don't know, whoever's listening to us. Honestly, there's, what is it, like 35 to 40 or 33 to 48 is our big demographic. But then we have 18-year-olds. And then, like, you know, 22 to 32, you know, big 35 with a 33, and, you know, but it's just weird. It's who gives, if people are listening, maybe they feel the same way. Who knows? Who knows? I'm happy. I want you all to know that I am very, very happy. And I think that's why I've been hearing that I guess I'm not angry enough. I don't know. I'm not picking up any side. I just want life to keep going. That's my main goal. Life to keep going. To put myself in any category, to put myself in any corner is just it's one thing I hope I'm not shot in the head for later on in this crazy, crazy existence. But who knows? Who knows? Do I think we're right? Who's we? Do I think they're right? Who's they? Do I know what I'm doing here? Yes. I actually do know exactly what I'm doing here. Right now. And I know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow and the day after that, up to about the next 30 years. But this is just fun. I am not political. I see things for what they are, and I say the things that I have put together with a brain that was given to me by whatever being you want to think is creating our intelligence. But I guarantee you one thing. Humanity is on a downward spiral. Mike Judge put it best. A little movie called Idiocracy. Love that movie. Very funny. Very, very, I think, misunderstood. Maybe too dark for some people. Because if you're actually it's like how people that do crimes don't really want to watch people, you know, get in trouble for the same crimes. Because it's that thing of guilt. So I thought, that's why I think Idiocracy didn't really stick too well. Too many people felt the guilt of just being a straight up mutant. It's straight up where the dumb prosper because they have money, but the intellectuals are stifled and become stigmatas because, God forbid, the dumb ones lose power. And since they're so dumb, and by dumb, they're sheep. Once you accept in mammon and power, you're just a sheep. Because you'll do whatever. It's Facebook and TikTok, you know? It's heroin. It's crack. Gotta have power. 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 Gotta have it. Because if someone takes that away from you, oh, no, that means that you, without that, are nothing. You, without the power, are literally nothing. Because if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, does it really fall? That is Idiocracy. Everyone is so hyped to put the entire world on stage while the rest of the world is just priming their salt. It's sad. And it's unfortunate, but it's true. I've got little kids, and I am so, so sad. They're going to grow up in a terrible, terrible world. I mean, seriously terrible. What, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, right? You think we had money? Joke. There's more money now than ever. And people are still saying, oh, people can't eat. People can't eat. Well, then get a job. It's no, I'm sorry, but like literally, get a job. If it's to feed my family, I'll suck a dick. Give me the money. I'll feed my family. You dumb motherfuckers. Sit there and bitch and moan and complain that you're being pushed down. Do you want to talk about the Irish slavery? Oh my gosh, I was looking into all this stuff. And it's now becoming unfortunate. The intelligent community that adheres to the acronym of Black or African is not being lied to, but some of them really, honestly, it's like it's the same as white culture right now. Honestly, it's the same as white culture. They're being lied to and stolen from by their own people, just like we are, just like the white man is. And well, the funniest thing is, that's the same thing that fucking happened when they were sold. It was the Blacks that they rounded those motherfuckers up. I mean, seriously. You know why they don't want to call them? I'm not happy about it, but it. I didn't know any people that felt this way until I met a white girl that felt this way. And I've known a lot of Black people. Honestly, a lot of Black people I know, let me live my life, please. Let me live my life, please. You go on and do whatever you got to do. You figure out whatever you got to figure out. But me and none, we're okay. Just leave it alone. That's the people I grew up around. Because no one... I don't want to say no one. People were treated like garbage. Nerds, they were treated like horrible people. The nerds hung out with the hip hop group, and the hip hop group hung out with the skater group, and the skater group was in with the jocks, and the jocks were in with the cheerleaders. And we never really gave a shit about racial discrimination ever. I'm sorry, but it's just a God honest truth. We never cared about it because it wasn't there. Now, what's happening right now, and I don't want to take this side, but I have been noticing that it is becoming more and more prevalent. I think people really want it to be. Like, if they have nothing to bitch and complain about. Now, I'm not saying that that anything that has to do with gender propagation or racial stereotypical benign knowledge is being adamanted here. But what I am saying is it's the gosh honest truth. It's like we didn't give a crap because we didn't have it. And it seems like more and more, the older I get, it seems like more and more that it's becoming it. Now, people are going to say, oh, you got the right that says, oh, it's the blacks that are doing that, you know, with the white, you know, with that those little kids that drugged that person, that one kid by his hair and then said Black Lives Matter and made him get on his knees and say Black Lives Matter. All right, first of all, never saw any of the footage. Okay, it was an alleged thing. If I saw the footage, I think I would feel differently about this. I would probably lean a little bit more towards that is extremely wrong and completely blame the parents. Because, no, you don't do that for anybody. Dude, I don't give a shit who you are. You don't do that. But we're giving these, our generation, our next generation, so much leeway, so much, I guess, rope to hang themselves. Had a conversation with my son. And I said, listen, dude. You're old enough. Make your own choices. But just know, those choices, I don't care how you feel at this moment in your life, 20 years down the road, you might not feel the same way. So I would be very, very cautious in everything that you say and do in anyone else's name except your family and your faith. Because if you're doing something else than that, and if your faith tells you to do something that's going to hurt somebody, get a new faith. Because I'm Catholic, but I don't push. I don't, he wants to be Catholic, he can be Catholic. I mean, I can't tell children what to do. I can guide them through example. It's the only thing I can do. So it's like if I tell them, hey, don't do this. You know, the first thing you're going to do is they're going to do it. Now, you got the neighbor to tell them don't do it. They ain't going to do it. It's hilarious, right? Takes a village to raise a child. It's great. I love it. So it is just with that, I wanted to know. Because I got some more hate. But, as I said, I lean a little bit more towards the haters because they're ignorant, but at least they're passionate. And the other ones are ignorant and passionate, but they want the violence and the other one doesn't. So I, you know, it's, but then the other one, I don't know. I've got 19 things to go through of, we are doing a little test over here of, how many crimes were quote unquote hate crimes, quote unquote. And the hate crimes can mean, like 8 different things. So, or was it just a crime of passion? Now, a crime of passion, it's a big deal. Because back in the day, that crime of passion, that was a go-to. These hate crimes, is it really? Because you have to add passion. Because I would take a lot of the hate crimes out unless they were passionate about it. If they were passionate about hurting this person because of who they were, that's disgusting, and that is something that the person needs to be not so much incarcerated, but given free mental, you know? Why do you hate so much? Dude, all right. Let's say that I was a twin, all right? That I was a twin and I was adopted. And my sister, I knew she was out there for years and years and years and years. And she had a terrible, terrible life. Well, I had an awesome life. But I knew she was out there, and I finally found her. And then she did. And then she died. What am I supposed to do about that? I don't know. Do I hate something because that's what I feel like I need to do is to be angry at something? I'm not angry. I'm okay. Life is the way it is because of how many people think positively and how many people think polycystically. It's all about them. Now, having people that think all about them, that's fine. I mean, I'm not telling you how to live. But it has been proven that the more positives that are in a community, the more positives that are in a neighborhood, there is honest fruition. And the string theory can prove it. This is T. Martin Howe, and I'm wanting you all to know that I love you. I honest to God love you, and I don't even know you. You're probably a thief, a liar, or even worse. Doesn't matter. I love you. I've seen the world. I'm glad that I know you. Now. Hey, welcome to We Want the Show, and this is T. Martin Howell, and I'm leaving you now. Much love to everyone.